Hello, my friends, and today is a Thanksgiving podcast and a different one, one that is going to kind of turn the tides on this podcast, Life in Northern Virginia, because if you are an entrepreneur at heart, deep down, or maybe you were forced into being an entrepreneur and now you're like, I don't know if I can do this, this podcast is for you. Because up until now, I have ranted and shared and have hopefully educated some interesting stories about real estate related life in Northern Virginia, but I'm just going to start doing podcasts about life in general and everything that gets experienced here and everywhere, but since I live here. If you're an entrepreneur and you have ever heard the words, you can't do that, I want you to sit down immediately and write down the name of every single person in your circle. Family, distant family, friends, coworkers, bosses, if you can call them bosses. People who work for you, with you, and around you. And friends who you talk to now and used to talk to. Just make a list of everyone that is in your world. I mean, hopefully there's like 100 people, if you really think about it. And do any of those people tell you their problems? Not in a bad way, but this is going to be a long podcast, by the way. Do any of them tell problems, complain, or play the victim? Make a note. Does anyone interact with you where they're constantly telling you a problem? Okay, now this doesn't mean it's their problem. It means they see obstacles where they don't exist. Because recently, I'm going to really open up on this one. Recently, I inquired to a surveyor and I asked him for a number of architects to share with me anyone. And the reason I asked him is because he's amazing. He is the first surveyor that no matter what responds immediately, gets me a quote in writing. Okay. That's actually hard for some men. Okay. I will say men. Men don't like sitting at the computer. Some of them in the world of contracting, most don't like to sit at the computer. I mean, if you're a tech, sure. Gets back to me with a quote, and basically, there isn't anything that I have asked, which, I mean, it hasn't been like off-the-wall stuff. It's just like, okay, yeah, let me just find those setbacks. Let me just do this. Let me research this, and I'll figure it out. Why? Because he has an engineering background. So the minute he told me he had an engineering, I'm on a tangent, but the minute he told me he had an engineering background, I knew he's a troubleshooter. And if you're a born troubleshooter, or you learned how to be one, you learn how to solve problems. And so then anything you do, there's never a problem because there's always a solution. There is literally always a solution. Even if a solution is to eliminate something like the problem, like literally make it disappear, that's a solution. There's never a solution of telling someone else how you can't do it. So if you are sitting down and you have decided, I'm going to go ahead and sit down. Right now, I'm going to make this list of everyone that exists around me. Anyone who has ever said, thought about saying, began, started to say anything like the words, that can't be done. I hate to say it, but eliminate them from your life. Or if they're family, just make a disassociation for a moment. That can't be done is equivalent to saying you can't do that. That's not possible. You're too old. You're too young. You're too skinny. You're too fat. You're too black, white, brown, blue, green. Literally, I don't live in a world where the words that can't be done exist. So over the last 22 years of selling real estate, I've evolved into something that, you don't know what you're going to like until you try something. And trust me, I've tried a lot. I have failed at a lot, but I still try a lot because it's interesting. If I think it's interesting, I do it. If I do it long enough, I can master it. Statistically, if you do anything, any one thing relentlessly for 3 years, that means you shut other people out. I don't mean you literally hibernate. I mean, you focus 100% on something for 3 years, you will bypass anyone doing anything for 20, half-heartedly or on the side. Anyone doing anything for 10, 15, or 20, or 25 years on the side as a side gig, without heart, without meaning, without their why behind it. You do something consistently for 3 years, you will bypass anyone doing anything for 10, 15, 20, or 25 years. And that's what I do. I find something I like, and if I like it, I keep doing it, and then I dissect everything about it, and I learn everything, and I go 100% into it. And if, by chance, I realize I don't like it, I reassess my life, and I say, is this who I am? Is this what I want to be? Is this what I want to do? Is this who I want to help? Be, do, have. Is this what I want to be, do, and have in my life right now? Is this who I am? Is this making me a better person? Am I changing humanity? If the answer is no, and if I'm just like struggle bus every second, then I start to reevaluate and I'm like, maybe I don't want this to be my life. So if people start things and change, that's why. It's not like, oh, you're just on to the next thing. I am literally someone who tries things. And one day I was helping a seller. This is going to go somewhere, guys. This is getting to the end. One day I was helping a seller and I just decided she needed to renovate her house. I've told the story before, but I'm going to tell it again. It was in Woodbridge, Virginia. She had crazy, I called it the roach house. It was lots of roaches. And she needed to renovate and she was trying to use contractors and people were no-showing. And I said, you know what, let me take over the bidding. Let's just get a couple bids. So we had five contractors come out at different times over a week and give contractor bids. Some no-showed, those that showed up walked around. It was very interesting to see how everyone gives different bids and are they qualified? Do they have references? Or do they have a license? And those that actually give quotes, they were so drastically different and so crazy priced. And we're talking like 2019. They were so far above what she had money for. And she had like $55,000. And that I said, you know what? I will help you renovate. I was so determined for her not to pay that money that I said, I will help you renovate. Well, what do you mean? Well, what I mean is we are going to measure your house. We are going to figure out every item in every room that needs to be done, flooring, everything. And when we're going to hire someone to do that work, not someone who's going to come in, give you a quote, who will manage people to do that work. We are going to manage people to do that work. And I just thought to myself, I can do this one thing for this one woman who needs serious help. Come to find out, all the years that I refused to do staging, said I was not an interior decorator, which I'm not, didn't do anything revolving around other people renovating their house. I was always like, you're going to have to get a contractor to do that. I can recommend a few. I never got involved. I didn't want to get involved because I didn't want to manage it all. Didn't think I was good at managing it because I felt like I wasn't good at managing people because I basically hold people to their standards and they don't like that. And that to some soft people is that I'm hard and cold and brash, So I thought, that's not for me. Until this one woman. And then we renovated this house. I think we renovated the whole thing for like $33,000. Someone else did the work, but I managed the contractors. And from that day on, I was like, I'm actually pretty good at this. Not only am I good at it, I saved her a shit ton of money. And her house looks amazing. And maybe this is what I'm meant to do. So I don't know. Anyway, got into real estate. Long story short, I still kept doing what I was doing, but I started getting into helping investors buy, which I was already doing. But now I said, you know what? I will help manage the renovations. So I had this one attorney that I was working with, and we found a property and I helped him renovate it. And I said, I know that you want to just push a button to buy and push a button to sell and everything in between be done for you. And I'm going to help you do that. I will be the real estate agent and the general contractor, whatever. And I will be the project manager. And I will be the person that spends endless amounts of time and doesn't get paid to help you renovate this property so that at the end, I can list it for you. That was my thought at the time. And this evolved into 8 years, actually. I worked with this guy. 8 years of helping him buy, fix, and flip properties. And this became his retirement out of being an attorney. Bankruptcy attorney, actually. And that's what he's probably doing today. I don't know. We ended up not disassociating because he kind of became a jerk. And, you know, he got to where he didn't want to pay anything. And it was just like, okay, I'm literally the redheaded stepchild doing all the work and getting nothing. And I learned so much. But then it expanded. And all of a sudden, fast forward today, that's what I do. I sell real estate, help people buy, help people sell. That's like the basics. But I also help people renovate. And we're talking, it used to be cosmetic, and then it became structural, and then it became full home rebuilds. Like, you might as well have gotten a building permit and started from scratch. That's how much we had to rebuild and do rebuild some of these homes. It is crazy. And the septic systems, the wells, the grading, the surveying, everything, soil perking. Now I'm realizing that I love, and why do you care about this? Why do you care about this? Because if you're listening still and you are an entrepreneur and you're thinking either what you're doing now or what you want to do sounds scary or big, or no one in your world thinks you can do it, or they don't believe in you, or maybe you don't believe in yourself, because that's actually the problem for most people. Like, if you were to ask anyone right now, what do you want? Not what do your kids want? What does your wife want? And your husband want? And your mom want? Like, what do you want in life right now? I would say most people don't even know, because they never took the time to ask themselves, what do I want? Because they're always trying to please other people. And by trying new things and starting things that are scary, building businesses, whatever, it could be even trying hobbies, could be trying foods, you learn that you're either good at it, or you love it, or you hate it. And all of this is to say, if anyone on this Thanksgiving, in this week, where you are supposed to be so thankful for what you have, one of the things you have is a brain that you are underutilizing, because we are meant for so much more and so much bigger. The only thing holding you back is your own fear and scared that you will fail, scared that you don't know how to get from A to Z. By the way, you're not supposed to know how you will get there. You only need to know what you want. And if you don't know what you want, you try different things that you are slightly interested in until you realize you either do like it, love it, or you don't. Then you try something else. I'm going to be launching something in the next 6 months that I've actually wanted to do for 5 years. But the thing in the back of my head was like, I'm not qualified. I don't have that license. I can't do that. How can I go from this to that? Everything that is every excuse under the sun. And now, I don't know if you've ever felt this, but now I have this serious, serious feeling that life is so short. Like, all of a sudden, it's so, so short, and I have to move at light speed. And if people around me are not going to grow with me, they're going to be left, and I'm just going to move on. So my answer to anyone, if you are listening to this and you are working with me, is to grow with me or I will grow without you. It's just simple as that. My ultimate mission is so deep-rooted, I can't even go into it on this podcast. I cannot even go into everything that I have experienced from my childhood to now that makes me want to pursue this mission. And I'm not going to say, oh, the mission is affordable housing. It's more than that. It's more than that. And there are reasons behind it. And here's another thing. People don't need to know all your reasons. People don't need to know all of your deep-rooted whys. Why are you doing what you're doing? All they need to know. Your job is not to convince everyone in the world why you're doing what you're doing. It is literally just to do what you want to do. And if you're qualified and you have justification that is within reason, because people love to, they do like to know, you don't have to have a rags to riches story for everything you do. You don't have to share and explain and justify and convince other people of why you're doing something, you know? So be thankful you have a brain. Be thankful that we now have AI. Be thankful for all the tools that you have, that you don't have to rely on other people. You don't have to go fly around the world now and interview all the people that are doing what you want to do and figure out how they did it. You can literally ChatGPT it. You can spend an extra $200 and upgrade your ChatGPT to the most powerful. And literally, you would be shocked at what you can actually do with that. It is not just for asking simple questions. If you like content like this, if you want more motivational content about how to live your life in Northern Virginia, if you are an entrepreneur, if you run a business, if you're thinking about starting a business, if you're struggling, if you want to come on this podcast and talk about relationship advice, that is life in Northern Virginia. Serious, serious relationship struggles going on everywhere, but especially here in Northern Virginia, where we are a lot of workaholics. But for me, it's about surrounding myself with people who want to grow with me as I grow, not anyone that wants to stifle my growth. Also, no one should ever say, you can't do that. And if they do, that is a key phrase to do two things. One, disconnect from them. And two, do it. Because the thing people say, you can't do that, means it's probably hard. And they would not do it. Because dang, that's probably hard. Well, guess what? Hard things are things that most people won't do that are worth doing. So drop a comment, say hi to me, reach out to me on Cheryl Spangler Real Estate Instagram. What is my Facebook is actually Live in Old Town. And, or just search Cheryl Spangler. It's everywhere on social media. And tell me that you listen to this and that you maybe want to come on this podcast and tell me what topic that has to do with your life that you would love to share. Talk to you soon.